The shadow of the campanile was a dark knife slashing across the square. Roosting pigeons flew like malevolent phantoms in his face. Regiments of dark archers had the square surrounded. Who lurked in their shadows? The great doors of the basilica were open. Corradino saw the gleam of candles from the golden belly of the church. He was briefly cheered, an island of brightness in this threatening landscape. Perhaps it is not too late to enter this house of God, throw myself on the mercy of the priests and seek sanctuary. But those who sought him also paid for this jeweled shrine that housed the bones of Venice's shriveled saint and tiled the walls with the priceless, glittering mosaics that now sent the candlelight out into the night. There could be no sanctuary within for Corradino, no mercy. Past the basilica then, and under the arch of the Torre dell'Oroglio, he hurried, allowing himself one more glance at the face of the huge clock, where tonight, it seemed, the fantastical beasts of the zodiac revolved in a more solemn measure, a dance of death. Thereafter, Corradino tortured himself no more with final glances, but fixed his eyes on the paving underfoot. Even this gave him no respite, for all he could think of was the beautiful tessere glasswork he used to make, fusing hot nuggets of irregular glass together, all shapes and hues, before blowing the whole into a wondrous vessel. I know I will never touch the glass again. As he entered the Mercantile,